Om Vishnu Parishna, so after this very beautiful beginning by His Grace Govinda Prabhu, describing the opulence and sweetness of Krishna, I would like to just very briefly speak on another very interesting aspect from the point of view of a practicing devotee. What is the significance of Janmashtami is going to be discussed by His Grace Gaurgopal Prabhu, the significance of appearance of Lord Krishna. So one interesting incident which I would like to highlight is Kansa holding Devaki's hair, and then Vasudeva is trying to pacify Kamsa. So basically Devaki represents bhakti, and how Vasudeva is trying his best and makes his attempt to protect Devaki from being killed by the unscrupulous Kamsa. So this situation is similar to an attack upon the devotional service of a practicing devotee. And what should be the attitude of a devotee in trying to prevent such attacks upon his faith, upon his bhakti, from Kamsa-like obstacles? So all of us are practicing Krishna consciousness, and all of us will face obstacles and attacks. Just like Kamsa ruthlessly held the sword in his hand and was threatening to destroy Devaki, like that the agents of Maya, holding various types of weapons in their hands, will ruthlessly try to massacre our faith and destroy our bhakti. But in such a case, we should develop the attitude which Vasudev developed and how he was trying to ward off this attack. So I call this the five types of attitudes for overcoming failure in the process of Krishna consciousness, for warding off attack. And I have categorized it as the five D's. The five D's for overcoming failure. And let us see what these five are. So first of all, Vasudev is determined. The first D is determination. And Shukadeva Goswami describes, Nirbandam tasyatam gyatva vichintya anaka dundubhe. So, although Vasudev could see that Kamsa held Devaki's hair in his hand and the sword was there, and in one instant Devaki's head would have rolled off. But here Vasudev is described as being determined. Nirbandham tasya tam gyatva vichintya anaka dundubhe. So what was the source of his determination? The source of his determination was his confidence that no untoward incident or ill experience could take place, because at the time of his birth, anaka dundubhe, various kinds of drums and kettle drums and bugles had blown. So when Vasudeva was born, then the demigods had sounded all kinds of auspicious instruments. And therefore Vasudeva's one name is Anaka Dundubhe. So therefore Vasudeva was very confident that no negative incident could take place. He was very positive. So similarly, a devotee, when he comes into the process of Krishna consciousness, he is initiated into a bona fide sampradaya amidst the loud chanting of the holy names, amidst the sound of the mridang and the kartal, and the auspicious blessings and the sound vibration of all the devotees. And therefore, a devotee's auspicious birth into spiritual life is heralded with the loud chanting of the holy names and auspicious blessings. Hence, a devotee should in all circumstances be determined and know that all auspiciousness is awaiting him. So this is the first D of determination. Then it is described the second thought which came in Vasudeva's mind at that stage is, he said, Mrityu buddhi matapoyo yavat buddhi balodayam. He said, in all circumstances I must try to avoid death, because it is the natural tendency of a soul to avoid death in all circumstances. Mrityum buddhi matapohyo. So the second D is known as decisiveness. One should not only be determined, but also be decided, very decisive about what exactly he is going to do in this circumstance. So the attempt to avoid death is natural. And the ultimate state of deathlessness is when the soul does not have to take birth again. Therefore, once having obtained the human form of life, every soul must not only be determined, but also take decisive steps that I should lead my life in such a way that I will not have to take a body again. Therefore, in modern times, when we become sick, we take antibiotic. But the real antibiotic is Harikatha and Harikirtan. Because only by taking this, one will not have to accept any more material body. So this decisiveness is very important. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, entire Vedic culture was based on this principle of how, after obtaining the human form of life, one can avoid death. Prabhupada was trying to distribute books in Jhansi, and he had this book with him, Easy Journey to Other Planets. So he was trying to give this book to one gentleman, and he said, you take this book and you will go back home, back to Godhead. You won't have to take birth again. And this man asked him, but after going to Golok, can I come back to Jhansi? Prabhupada said, why do you want to come back? He said, this is my hometown, I have to come back. So the conditioned soul is so much determined, it is described grihavratanam, to take birth again in this material world, that the great acharyas have given us the massive responsibility of trying to convince people how they can become free from this cycle. Srila Prabhupada was giving one television interview. And the person taking the interview, he was just in a challenging spirit and he couldn't understand what is this body and soul. And Prabhupada was trying to explain about how you can give up this body and not take birth again. And he was challenging again and again. And Srila Prabhupada tried to explain to him by giving car and driver example. He said, okay, out of car and driver, which is more important? And the TV interviewer said, car. Prabhupada said, how can car be more important? He said, if I don't have car, how can I go from one place to another? But Prabhupada said, if the driver is not there, how can the car move? But the interviewer said, but still, car is all important. Without car, you can't do anything here. So the interview went on for another 15 minutes. He couldn't understand the example at all, although it was so simple. And finally, the cameras were switched off, the lights went off, and the man started to get up, and Prabhupada said, wait, you can't get up. You have not yet understood car and driver example. He said, but the interviewer is over. But Prabhupada said, no, that is not the point. You have obtained the human form of life and you don't know what is the difference between body and soul. You are going to waste this life. And Srila Prabhupada went on explaining for another 10 minutes the car and driver example. Till God knows whether he understood or not, finally he said, okay, fine. And then only Srila Prabhupada allowed him to go. So therefore, antibiotic means not taking any more body. And therefore, Vasudeva is thinking, I must be decisive. That I must try my level best to avoid death. At any stage, Devaki should be prevented from being killed. And therefore, a devotee should know that loss of bhakti means spiritual death. Therefore, if you compare vishay and wish, which is more deadly? Wish means poison and vishay means sense object. So if you compare sense object and poison, which is more deadly? sense objects is more deadly because a poison can only kill the body, but the poison can only separate the soul from the body, but the sense object can separate the soul from Krishna. Therefore, one must be decisive. Then thirdly, he says that, okay, one may be determined, one may be decisive, but sometimes the odds may be so strongly stacked against us that one may lose hope. Therefore, the third D which a devotee should consider is destiny. As one of our acharyas quotes, he says, if you are not an optimist, you are an atheist. If one is not an optimist, one is an atheist. If one does not feel that something auspicious can happen in any situation, then he does not have full faith in the Lord's power. Therefore, destiny is very important. And here, Vasudeva is thinking that, okay, in this situation, maybe if I try to convince Kamsa to stop killing Devaki, then in future, maybe the first son who is born may kill Kamsa. Or maybe we may not get the son. Or maybe Kamsa may die before the son is born. Anything can happen. Because as far as birth and death is concerned, it is not within anyone's hand. And how in any situation one can be killed is also beyond one's capacity to understand. And in this way, thinking about the various possibilities which can happen, Vasudeva developed hope. So when we understand that, yes, I am not the supreme controller, and to think that nothing good can happen in this situation means to also think that I am in control. No one can help me. To think like that also is a concept of massive false ego, where I think that I am in total control. Therefore, even in the most difficult situation, one must have hope because one can never know how things will change. So apparently in this scene, Kamsa is holding the sword in hand, and within moments, that sword is going to come down and chop off Devaki's head. And practically it appears to be a hopeless situation. But still, one must have faith that ultimately I am not in control and anything can happen. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj gives a very nice story that when he was preaching in Chennai, many people were telling him that you should not be very heavy against Mayavadis. You should not be criticizing Mayavadis, it is not good. But then he wrote a letter to Prabhupada saying that, Srila Prabhupada, many other people are telling me that I should not criticize Mayavadis. I should not point out the problem with Mayavad. I should go along with whatever is happening. And he was waiting for the letter. In the meantime, he went to meet one very famous businessman there in Madras. Went to his office, kept his bag of books on his table, started taking out his books and wanted to convince him to become a life member. So this businessman saw all these books, and after seeing the books, he said, these books are very good, but there is one problem. He said, what is the problem? You have not glorified Shankaracharya anywhere in these books. So Giriraj Maharaj had decided that day, whatever happens, I am not going to criticize. So he said, no, actually it is there. You see teachings of Lord Chaitanya, there is description of Shankaracharya. Said, description is there, but no glorification. Said, no, but actually we are not into this sampradaya. We are in the sampradaya of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, how can you present books without glorifying Shankaracharya? And then that man started preaching Advaitavad. So for some time, Giriraj Maharaj was determined, I will not speak. But then when things went beyond certain limit, he said, forget my vow. And then he just took out all the arguments and started smashing Mayavad left and right. And this man was totally bewildered. And he was listening for half an hour as Giriraj Maharaj took out one book after another and explained how Mayavad was bogus. And then after speaking for half an hour, he was really fuming. He just closed the suitcase with all the books And then he just started walking away, thinking that after blasting so much, he is not going to become life member anyway, so I should not even try. So he did not even present that you become life member. He just took all of his books, packed up his bag and started walking away. As he reached the door, this man called out from behind. He said, "Wait, come back here." So he turned back and came. And he said, "Come inside. Come inside with me." And he took him inside. And there was a beautiful altar, huge altar all across the room. And the man said, "Wait here." And then went to the altar and opened the darshan. And there were beautiful marble deities of Radha and Krishna. And this man said, "Actually, I am a Vaishnava. I am a devotee of Radha and Krishna. And I wanted to test you. Because anyone who comes here, even if he presents himself to be Vaishnava, but he always compromises on Mayavad and starts glorifying Shankaracharya. So I was trying to provoke you. And then I saw that in spite of all my provocation, you defended the philosophy very well. I am very pleased with you. I am ready to become life member. Take the check." And he immediately became life member. And when Giriraj Maharaj came back to his room at Royapeta, he just then got a letter from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had said, "As regards to your question regarding Mayavad, devotee should never miss a chance to criticize. And simply by criticizing Mayavad, one will make great spiritual advancement." And then Prabhupada said, "Factually, I am the only one person in whole land of India who is defending our philosophy completely without compromise. Therefore, even though things may appear to be risky, but you should have faith in Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna is in control." So therefore, there are situations where it appears that everything is stuck against us and nothing can happen. But we should know, I am not in control. And therefore, destiny is a very important factor. Fourth is, the fourth D is, that now that, just imagine, Vasudeva is confronting Kamsa who is holding this sword, and just a few minutes and everything is going to be finished. And in such a situation, it is so easy to become hopeless and give up all of one's attempts, thinking that I know what is going to happen. Nothing can be done. Let me give up. So therefore, many times, our anarthas and our conditionings, our old habits are so formidable and they take up such a powerful role, just like Kamsa holding a sword in hand, literally threatening to destroy our newfound devotional enthusiasm, that we give up hope thinking that it is practically impossible for me to change. And therefore let me just give up. This Kamsa is too powerful. This Kamsa of various types of anarthas and habits which I have is difficult to overcome. Let me give up hope. So many others also I saw, they tried, they couldn't do it. So I think I should also follow in their footsteps. And the mind may convince us like this. But Krishna says in Gita, "Yuddhasva vigata jvara," give up lethargy and fight. What is the purport of giving up lethargy? A conditioned soul is lethargic with regards to changing his conditioned state. That is the biggest laziness. Generally, none of us want to change. And we are very lethargic when it comes to making a change within ourselves. That is the biggest lethargy we have to fight against. Whatever is required to cultivate with respect to getting bhakti, we should try to acquire. And whatever is unfavorable, we must try to give up. And the lethargy is with regards to that change. Therefore, the opposite of lethargy is the fourth D, which is diligence. Diligence means one must try our best in spite of our totally miserable condition. Even if I feel I am very weak and my kamsa-like anarthas and conditionings are very strong and it is impossible for me to overcome them, I cannot develop Vaishnava qualities like so-and-so Prabhu and so Maharaj and so Acharyas, these things just appear theoretical. One devotee was telling me, when I hear about qualities of Prahlad Maharaj and all these great Sridhar Kolvech and all, I get inferiority complex. But the whole idea is not to make us feel inferior, but to inspire us that ultimately we can improve. So therefore one should never give up hope, and it is the mind which convinces us, give up. You are against Kamsa, and he's just about to kill your newfound Hare Krishna bhakti, and very soon it will be finished. So don't even try. No. Vasudev said, no, I must try my level best, although I may know what is going to happen, but trying my best is my duty. Therefore he says here, evam vimrishyatam papam yavad atmani darshanam pujayam asavai shauri bahumana purasaram. That yavad atmani darshanam, as far as my intelligence allows, as far as my efforts go, I must try to put my efforts. And therefore, he tried to put his level best in trying to overcome this situation. So Srila Prabhupada quotes, Udyamena hi siddhyante karyani na manorathai nahi suktasya singhasya pravishyanti mukhe mriga. In a forest, even the king of the forest, the lion, which is lying down, the lion cannot think, I am the king of the forest, so I will just lie down and keep my mouth open and all the deer will walk into my mouth automatically and everything will happen. No, that does not happen. Nahi suptasya singhasya pravishanti. The deer will not enter into the lion's mouth automatically. If the lion keeps his mouth open, the deer may come, Prabhupada says, pass urine there and go away. But he will not enter. Therefore one has to make attempt. And that attempt is with regards to self-transformation and reformation. And this is the fourth D, which is diligence. And the fifth D is, in spite of one's best efforts, and especially with regards to the preaching mission, if one is overwhelmed by external situation which is beyond our control, then here, Vasudev, although he was nervous from within, he smiled. Prasanna vadanam bhojau nirishansam nirapatrapam. There was a wide smile on Vasudev's face. So now, he is nervous from within, but he is showing a big smile. That means he is showing something which he is not, which is considered to be duplicitous behavior. And therefore, the fifth D is known as diplomacy. And Prabhupada says that this material world is such a complex situation that sometimes even a devotee has to act in a diplomatic fashion in a dangerous situation. And in order to pacify Kamsa, Vasudev had to show that he was smiling, that he is happy and he is not afraid. And therefore, here Vasudev did everything within his intelligence to save the life of Devaki. Similarly, a devotee must try everything within his power to protect his faith from being attacked, to protect his bhakti from being attacked by Kamsa-like forces. And that should be our attitude, to save our Krishna consciousness in testing times. And we have the example of Srila Prabhupada, that many times Srila Prabhupada himself would be put in situation in the preaching mission, and Srila Prabhupada would act very diplomatically. And Prabhupada said, sometimes while dealing with materialists, we may have to do like that, but while dealing with devotees, one should be very simple. So Giriraj Maharaj writes an article, simple. What is simple? So one time, he had made a construction of this Jew temple, and there was some contract given, and he had overpaid someone. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj was reporting to Prabhupada that instead of paying so many thousand, he has paid lakhs of rupees. And Prabhupada said, what can be done? Our Giriraj is simple. And then after some time, few months later he was hearing the reading from a Krishna book, and there was description of how Nanda Maharaj was returning after meeting Vasudev, and he saw Putana's body, and he remembered Vasudev's words, that Vasudev had said that some demons may attack. And Nanda Maharaj was thinking Vasudev is a great astrologer, and Nanda Maharaj was described as simple. So Giriraj Maharaj got a doubt that how can Nanda Maharaj be described as simple, because Prabhupada referred to me as simple, and that reference to me as simple was not in terms of glorification. It appeared to be like criticism or not a very good quality. So when Prabhupada next came, he asked Srila Prabhupada, what exactly is the meaning of this simple? So Prabhupada said that Nanda Maharaj was simple because he was interested in taking care of Krishna by feeding him, caring for him in all possible ways, since he was a Vaishya and he had a certain kind of duty to perform towards Krishna. That was his simplicity. Vasudeva was a Kshatriya, and as a Kshatriya, it was his duty to protect Krishna by political and other means possible. And therefore, because Vasudeva was a Kshatriya, for him to use political diplomacy was perfectly okay, because he was doing it for Krishna's interest only. So that was the manifestation of his simplicity. Because ultimately, it is in reference to protecting Krishna's interests. So both Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva were interested in protecting Krishna's interest, but the way they did it was different. And therefore, sometimes one may have to act like this. So here we see that Vasudeva is dealing like this, but the same Vasudeva, when he meets Nanda Maharaj, is very careful what he speaks. And he asks, how are your children? He does not ask, how is your son? Because he knows that Nanda Maharaj actually got a daughter. So it would have been a lie if he said like that. So instead of saying, how are your sons? He said, how are your children? Which is a general statement. So he was careful while dealing with devotees. So Srila Prabhupada, he explains here that sometimes in dangerous position, because the material world is a complicated place, one may have to execute one's duty and one cannot avoid adopting such diplomacy. As in the Leelamrita, there is a famous story of Prabhupada going to the Fisher Mansion. This beautiful huge mansion, and it was so costly, costing millions of dollars, and Prabhupada was seeing that. And devotees didn't know how we are going to acquire it because it was so costly. And Prabhupada was walking through each room and saying, here we'll have the altar. Here we'll have the devotees staying. Here we can have this facility. And the estate agent was feeling very ecstatic that at last he's going to make a sale. Finally, Prabhupada saw through the whole building and he said, this building is great. This building is meant for the kings. And then the estate agent became very happy. And Prabhupada said, but we are beggars. We do not have anything. You just donate the building to us. And this man got such a shock, because previously also he had done many negotiations, but no one had negotiated to such an extent that you just give the building to us. And then he started protesting and they went back and forth, and finally they settled for a very, very meager sum. And Prabhupada got that building. And after 3 days, this man came in a truck and started taking out all the fittings, because all the fittings in the bathroom were all gold-plated. And the devotees caught him and said, what are you doing? And he said, I don't know what happened that day, but your old man cheated me. He spoke some words, I don't know how I got convinced. Therefore, I want to make up for that loss. But the devotee said, the sale is already done, get lost from here. And he was driven away. And Prabhupada said, just see, before entering the building, I had nothing. After leaving this building, I have nothing. But in the meantime, the building now belongs to Krishna. And therefore, in the preaching mission, while dealing with various forces, one may have to protect Krishna's interests at any cost. So these are the 5 D's I thought I will discuss on how Vasudev is demonstrating determination, decisiveness, destiny, faith in destiny, diligence and diplomacy in dealing with the attacks of Kamsa. And on this occasion of Krishna Janmashtami, let us also develop this attitude. Let us pray to Sri Radha Gopinath to give us this strength to be able to overcome these tendencies and anarthas, so that ultimately we are able to see the auspicious appearance of Krishna. All of us are celebrating Janmashtami, but what preceded Janmashtami was this intense struggle. This intense struggle is many times not highlighted. But just imagine every moment Vasudev was seeing Kamsa and the sword in Kamsa's hand, how his heart is pounding and coming literally in his mouth, dealing with so many anxieties. So one cannot expect a life of Krishna consciousness, which is just peaceful and without anxiety, and Krishna just takes birth. No. Before Krishna takes birth, he puts his devotee in immense anxiety, tests them fully, and when he sees that his devotee is committed to protect his cause and is anxious to see that he should be born, then only Krishna appears. Therefore, for us, the time of death is like the Janmashtami, the time where we expect Krishna to appear within the core of our heart and ultimately take us back home, back to Godhead. So therefore, before that, we have to go through these challenges and have this attitude to overcome these challenges. One last interesting point I just wanted to make was this, that many times people say that the conclusion of the Bhagavatam is the holy name. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. Therefore, what is the need to sit and hear Bhagavat? Ultimately, holy name is everything. So if holy name is everything, why to go into all this philosophy? And many times people say, as soon as I sit for class, everything becomes very heavy. Sar bharil ho jata hai. I am not able to understand. And many times things go like this, from above or from like this. Therefore, as soon as lecture begins, I switch off. But can you imagine, here was Maharaj Parikshit facing death. And he was sitting there and he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days and seven nights just before death. And before death, a person is in so much of anxiety. So if he is in so much of anxiety, he is sitting and hearing second canto, third canto, all the description of Virat Roop, all the description of Sankhya philosophy, all of these things. He didn't stop Shukadev Goswami and said, "Bahut complex ho gaya." Simple. Just Takshak is going to come any time. I am already with that anxiety. Don't put me with another anxiety of understanding what you are saying. Nor did Shukadev Goswami say that, anyway, the conclusion is holy name. I am going to sing Kirtan, you play Mridang Parikshit. And we are just going to have 1008 ragas of Hare Krishna. Forget all this philosophy. It's too complex. That was the simplest thing to do. Because this was the time of death fast approaching and holy name is everything. If holy name is everything, why go into all this understanding the details of all the different cantos of Bhagavatam? Nor he could have said, ultimately samam bonam dashamasya vishuddhartam navanam iha lakshanam. Ultimately all the other 9 topics are meant to distill the 10th topic, that is Krishna, the samam bonam. So let me start off straight with Krishna Leela, day 1. No. After going through first 4 or 5 days, then he is coming to the 10th canto and then bringing in Krishna. So the lesson to be learnt is, we cannot be lazy in trying to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. We cannot avoid applying our intelligence in trying to understand the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam and take shelter of this philosophy that ultimately holy name is everything. I am chanting Hare Krishna every day. So whether I read and study these books or not is not so important. Holy name will take care. Everything will be taken care. After some time you stop even taking your holy name seriously and you think, I am sitting with other devotees who are chanting holy name very nicely. Their chanting of holy name will take care. And gradually one becomes more and more lazy. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's attentiveness in hearing this subject matter systematically right from the beginning is very important, because of which he is now able to relish the description of Krishna in the 10th canto, as Shukadeva Goswami is describing the appearance of Krishna in this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I just wanted to discuss these five different attitudes for a practicing devotee. And now we will have His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu, who will speak on the significance of Krishna's appearance. Srila Prabhupada ki.